we want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. Welcome back to the Refresh Radio program. My name's Bob Arthurs, and you are tuned in to 91.5 FM WMIE, today's Modern Worship. Unless it's 10:30 of a morning, and then you're listening to WWBC 1510 AM. Now, if you're listening at 5 o'clock, you're back on WMIE. Now, if you're listening on the WMIEFM.com website, you can be listening anytime, anyplace, anywhere around the world. You can listen on demand, go to that, scroll all the way down to the bottom of the page and to the listen on demand feature, type in what date you are looking for. It's 2020 already. We're in our seventh broadcast year. We've completed six. That was last October, and things are really moving forward. And we are praying that 2020 is not only going to be our most effective year yet, but it will be yours as well. And we're talking about right now some of the godly solutions to a covetous lifestyle where you're longing for things that you shouldn't long for, don't belong to you, or it's not the right time to long for. And so I want to encourage you to get your heart inclined towards what God wants it inclined to. So today we're going to move to the New Testament. As we're wrapping up this study over the next few broadcasts, we're going to be strictly in the New Testament. So I want to take you to the book of Acts first, the book of Acts chapter 20. So our Wednesday night services resume tomorrow night. Would love to have you come and be a part of that. They will be on for 1 week. And then we've got our facility that is going to be closed down for some maintenance issues for several days. That will be next week. So put that on your calendar if you want to come out and be a part. We do want to invite you out to the revival services that we're going to have Sunday morning and Sunday night. Reverend Mark Perkey is going to be with us, and he's from not too far away from where I grew up, and we ended up at the same Bible college together for a little bit of time, and we reconnected here last year, and he had a wonderful, wonderful ministry, and so we're bringing him back again this year. So would love to see you out tomorrow night at 7, and then see you Sunday morning at 10:30 of a morning and 6:30 of an evening. So Acts chapter 20, you know, I don't know about you, but I like to listen to people who have been successful in the field that I am striving to be successful in. So in Acts chapter 20, verse number 32, Paul is speaking. Luke wrote the book of Acts, so he's recording this conversation. Verse 32 says this: "So now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and give you an inheritance among all those who are sanctified. I have coveted no one's silver or gold or apparel. Yes, you yourselves know that these hands have provided for my necessities and for those who were with me. I have shown you in every way by laboring like this that you must support the weak. And remember the words of the Lord Jesus that he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive." So Paul begins this dialogue, this lesson, And he identifies the people that he's speaking to as brethren, that there's brothers. We have this sibling relationship. I am very thankful for my siblings. There is no sibling rivalry that we have between us, except for when it comes to the golf course. And there's really not much of a sibling rivalry there because my brother is a better golfer than I am or my dad. So if I ever happen to win, believe me, there is no trash talking that goes on about that. That means he's had a really bad day and I've had a really good day. Paul writes and he says, "Brethren, brothers and sisters in Christ, I want you to understand that I commend you to God." Have you ever had somebody who asked you for a letter of recommendation? A person that wasn't you, that an employer was saying, "We need someone who is going to be able to commend you for the task that we have." And so it can't be a family member. It needs to be someone of authority. It needs to be someone who knows you. And Paul says, "I commend you to God." What a valuable recommendation. "I commend you to God." I want you to understand that I don't have to know everything about you, but if you have asked Jesus to forgive you of your sins and for Jesus to be the Lord of your life and empowering you to live in a manner in which God's always wanted you to live, I commend you to God. There's a minister that I know that he had come from a very broken background. He was literally abandoned. An Assemblies of God pastor found him. This guy was doing exactly what he had been told to do. And this pastor realized they're not coming back for you. Found him out on the street, raised him, trained him in the ministry. And he said, "I remember the night that I was down at the altar and I was praying for God to move in my life and fill me with the Holy Spirit. And there were two saints that were there and they said, 'God, don't do it. He leaks.'" They heard what he was praying, and rather than commending him to God, they were saying, "God, don't do it. He leaks. He's not perfect." Well, I want you to know, if you think that I am perfect on this radio program, you need to listen to a few more programs and just concentrate on some of the verbal faux pas that I make, and that will be evidence enough to you that I'm not perfect. Now, there are always people who are looking for reasons for others to be disqualified. You see that all of the time. It is one of the great activities that people of our day and time love to engage in. They are looking for reasons for people to be disqualified. I want you to know today that I commend you to God, because the only reason that I need to commend you to God is the fact that Jesus is living inside of your heart. And I have the utmost confidence that God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit are able to work in you to will and to do His good pleasure. I commend you to God. You see, I know what it is like to live under someone else's lack of recommendation. How discouraging, how depressing that can be. And then to find out that they are actively working to prevent you from finding any type of meaningful place in the body of Christ. That's what many people do. I want you to know, that's a very difficult way to live. I've got a better recommendation for you. That I want to commend you to God, because I believe that God created you on purpose for His purpose, and He wants to empower you, correct you, train you, disciple you, get you prepared to complete the task you were always designed to do. I saw an interview. This last football season was the 150th anniversary of college football, and it was the 100th anniversary of the NFL. So they're like 50 years apart. And I saw an interview with Joe Montana, and they were specifically asking about one of the most famous plays in playoff history. It was when the San Francisco 49ers were playing the Dallas Cowboys, and Dallas was ahead, and it was late in the game. And I had heard part of that story before, that when he got into the huddle, that Joe Montana said, "Guys," or something along those lines, "are you ready to go down and score a touchdown and win this football game?" And all of those people bought into the confidence that Joe Montana had, and they all knew that they were going to go down and score a touchdown and they were going to win a football game. This was two Titans playing for the right to go to the Super Bowl. And the famous play is Joe Montana is scrambling and running for his life, and I think it is a score or go home. I don't remember that detail. And he throws up this ball to the very back of the end zone, and wouldn't you know that there's a tight end that jumps up and catches the ball and comes down in the end zone and scores a touchdown. So I'd seen all of that. What I didn't know is that Joe Montana said that the head coach had them running that exact scenario over and over and over again. He said, "I don't even know how many times we ran that play in practice, and it finally came time. The all of that practice, all of that effort that had been put into coming up on that season, and it finally manifest. And so what we looked at and thought all along might have been a scramble drill was actually something that was set up on purpose. What we thought was a miraculous touchdown was actually a fulfillment of a great deal of effort to accomplish the purpose that play was designed with." What about you in 2020? What purpose does God have for you? What purpose does He have for us? Because I know this, God is able to work in you and I to accomplish that. The foundation I'm laying here is very important. He says, "So now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of His grace." What declaration is going to be spoken over your life? Because I want you to know that God's word is a word of grace. It is a word that where God gives to us things that we do not deserve. Now, I'll tell you, the devil wants to try and do things that you don't deserve either. Proverbs says that an undeserved curse does not come to rest. So I want to liberate you today, and that is this. I want to liberate you from the devil's negative declarations, the things he wants to curse and hinder your life with. And I want to commend you to God and to the word of His grace, where you are liberated from the things that the devil wants to bring into your life that you don't deserve, the bad things. And I want to set you up with the word of God's grace, where you experience the salvation and the blessing and the favor and the provision that we don't deserve, but God wants to impart to us anyway, because he loves us. Now, one of those things is empowerment. God is never going to ask you to do something that you and he together do not have the power and the ability, the wisdom to be able to pull it off. A lot of people say God's never going to give you more than you can handle. That's not true. But he will never give you more than you and he combined can handle. So I commend you to the word of his grace. And what does the word of grace do? What does it accomplish? Which is able to build you up. You know, I don't know what movie it came from. I really don't. All I remember is the line, "I'm going to pump you up." And you know, it was a person who was trying to make people more physically imposing than what they've ever been. When I was growing up, I wasn't the 90-pound weakling. I was more like the 70-pound weakling. I was just a diminutive young man until I got to be about 80. No, I'm not that old. I just was never very tall, and I wasn't very thick, and no matter how much I ate, you know, I didn't really work out with weights very much. But somewhere along the line, I developed spiritually in ways that I didn't develop physically. People said, "We always knew that there was something different about you," not different in a negative way. They recognized that there was a call of God on my life. And so I've had people who didn't recognize the call. I've had people who did recognize the call, and I want to listen to those people more. I've had people who enhanced the call of God on my life, and I've had people who couldn't have really given a hoot about the call of God on my life. It's okay. It's okay. God wants to build you up. Listen, it is best accomplished when we are edified together. I can do this. I can talk myself out of doing things if it is just me. But the way that I am wired is, if I have an appointment with somebody, I'm going to keep that appointment. So I want to encourage you to allow the word of God. I pray that you develop a Bible reading strategy, and that you find somebody that you're going to be accountable to, that you are going to journey together with, and that you all are going to discuss and you're going to pray over, and that you're going to become the mighty man or the mighty woman of God, whichever is relevant, that God wants to make you. People say, "Well, I've never been that." The great thing about God is he's a transforming God. He's a miracle-working God, and he wants to build you up. He wants us to build ourselves up in our most holy faith. If you don't have a lot of faith going on in your life, whatever you do, do not cut yourself off from other believers. Build yourselves up. That's in the book of Jude. Build yourselves, plural, up in your most holy faith. It is best accomplished together. You know, I've told others that during our decades of relationship, that there have been times when my wife's faith has been strong. There's been times when my faith has been strong. but very rarely has there ever been an occasion where one of us did not have faith that was strong enough to sustain not just one of us, but both of us through very difficult seasons. So I tell people that, you know, we lived very meagerly for our first 7 years that we were at the church. And no matter how many times we tried to buy a house, we didn't have the right income, had too much bills, we didn't qualify. And God gave us a word. You know, we were praying, God, what is your plan for this year? And he gave us a threefold strategy, you know, that we would, do evangelism work. We would do some work around the church. And after all of that was done, then we would get a house. And so I focused on doing the work. I also scheduled scheduled a revival that was not just an in-house revival, but it was an outside in the community work. And so that's what we did. We poured our energies and our resources into that. And leading up till that time, I had faith for a 3-bedroom, 1-bathroom house. Not in Merritt Island, because Merritt Island was too expensive. We just couldn't afford a house in Merritt Island, because we'd tried and we had failed. And my wife said, God has called us to Merritt Island. And God is going to give us a house in the community that we are called to serve. And so I am believing God for a house in Merritt Island. I am believing God for a 4-bedroom house in Merritt Island, because after all that we've been through, we had 3 kids, and she said each one of our kids deserves their own room. I'm believing God for a 4-bedroom, 2-bath house in Merritt Island. That way we can have, you know, a bathroom for us and a bathroom for them. And I was like, honey, I'm glad you got faith for that. That's not really highly likely. She said, nope, I'm believing it. God's going to give it to us. So after our evangelistic event had taken place, we had taken the evangelist to the airport and driving back in, crossing the bridge on 520 into Merritt Island, God said, now's the time. Go look for your house. And so we did. We went, we talked to a realtor, and we went to Help You Sell was the name of the company at that time, another place. And we looked at the list of the 2 places, and there was one house that was on both lists. And we went and looked at a bunch of houses, and when we got to the house that was on both lists, we pulled up into the driveway, and we saw some ugly stuff. I was like, what in the world is that? And we opened the front door to go in, and my wife said, this is the house. This is the house. You're gonna find this room in the back here. You're gonna find that this has got all of the bedrooms that we need. It's got the bathrooms that we need. I'm telling you, this is the house. And it was a 4-bedroom, 2-bath house, and it was on Merritt Island. A house I didn't have faith for, but she did. It was a house that had been on the market for quite some time. Nobody wanted it. But you see, we were never looking for perfection, we were looking for potential. Today, I want you to know that whatever you are going through in life, you need somebody. You need to be surrounded with believers who have strong, tenacious faith in the Lord God Almighty that says, you know what? The doctors don't think that healing is likely, and you need people who are going to stand with you and say, you know what? Faith. We have faith in Jesus that he is able to heal, he is able to provide, and he is able to deliver. So surround yourselves, build yourselves up in your most holy faith. Let the word of grace build you up and give you an inheritance among all those who are sanctified. You see, covetousness is about self. God wants to build us up into a sense of belonging. He wants to build us up so that we realize that it is not just my inheritance, it's not just your inheritance, it is our inheritance, that we have an inheritance among all those who are sanctified. That's a big fancy word that just means this: set apart for a holy purpose. Covetousness is about me being selfish for an unholy purpose. And Paul says, I want to commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and give you an inheritance among all those who are sanctified. I want you to realize that the inheritance, the gift that God wants to give you and to give us, it is an inheritance that comes from the living word, which is Jesus, and also the connection with the written word, which helps to bring us to that place of understanding what God wants to do in us. And so I pray, you know, we talked on yesterday's program about creating that system of worth or value, that hierarchy of worth, and say, where does that go? I want to encourage you today to elevate the word of God very high up on. Could we elevate the word of God above the news? Could we elevate the word of God above, you know, the mind-numbing stuff that we might listen to on the radio or on our phones? Can we elevate the word of God to where it's not just a personal thing, where when you go to church, you say, God, you're not just saying, God, what do you have for me today? But instead you say, God, what word do you have for us as a church today that is going to transform us into a soul-winning community of believers that is going to build people's faith in the Lord Jesus Christ? We got a lot that God is going to accomplish in our lives in 2020. And if you'd like to come and be a part of what God is doing at Merit Assembly of God, this is your personal invitation. Come, let us grow together and be a blessing in 2020. God bless you. See you next time.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Yeah.